From scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
Before we tuck into the main headline content of this episode, I'm just reporting back for those listeners who remember what I said in the last episode about how long we've been doing this podcast. Well, I did actually go away, and it turns out I was thinking, oh, maybe it's our 10th birthday this year, and maybe we haven't missed it yet, and maybe we can celebrate that. Turns out, I think that the first episode was the 30th of March 2014. So that makes us obviously nearly 11 years old, and we are approaching our 250th episode. So a couple of things I would say about the fact that, A, that's just phenomenal in my mind. So thanks, Nigel, for you doing this and putting up with me, and, you know, it's 11 years in, it's a long time. I would just say that at the time when we launched it, I think we were one of the first learning podcasts. I need to check that. So maybe I'll come back and verify that for next time. The other thing I would say is that I don't think people were talking about seasons of podcasts at that time. So if you're wondering why we just have an endless fire hose of episodes and no seasons, then I'd like to just say that, hey, when we started, I don't think that was so much of a thing. It probably was, but it may not have been. But anyway, congratulations, Nigel. We're in, approaching our 11th birthday.
Congratulations to you as well, Martin. It's remarkable that we've survived for 11 years and didn't even realise.
I mean, I really enjoy this. So we're going to carry on. So
we will. We'll.
And if you've enjoyed it too, then give us some love online.
Yes. And reflect your love by tagging it and recommending it to other people.
We've got, we're still relatively new into 2025. And your fantastic book about organisational learning is still... relatively young. It's only a few months old.
Yeah, four months old.
And I think we need to keep digging into it, because it's there's just some really interesting ideas in it. And also, I think it is a tonic to the whole personalization of learning delivery. It's not about the individual. We've talked about that before. So in this episode, Nigel, I'd like you to just tell us a bit about what you've got four strategies in the book for building organizational learning. So tell us a little bit about those. How can you do this?
Yeah, I reread the beginning of the book, and after a while, when you reread your own book, it's like reading it for the first time. Go, well, this is interesting. Oh, really? And I lit upon the strategies for execution, and I've got four of them, and I think they're really interesting and worth sharing with you. And I say that from a distance. The first strategy is focus on people, and not enough organizations want to take barriers away, want to enable, want to find out what makes people happy and what doesn't, how they can be made more productive by getting rid of nonsense or giving them certain tools. So there's a one key is just to focus, understand your people at a much more profound level than most places bother. The second is integrate communication and engagement structures. And again, if you're going to do a change program, you just do the change program, irrespective of other things that you're saying. You don't bother bringing people along with you. If you're serious then about change, you need to make sure that you're communicating all the time and that you are focusing on engagement, really understanding your people, doing your field work with your own people, and having that completely coherent and integrated. Not one message on Monday and a new one on Thursday. Completely integrated messaging. This is our vision. This is where we go. These are the issues. This is what we want to view. This is how you do it. And these are the reasons. So it doesn't really strike me as being blindingly complicated. It's blindingly obvious, I think. The third one is to support integration by designing systems that reinforce collective work. And this is really important. Most systems force people to work individually. The tools are for individuals or maybe small teams. But what you need is a system that integrates across the whole organization. So you have single-use tools. You have access to the work in progress that other parts of the organization are doing. Access to knowledge. And AI could be a massive help here in pulling all these systems together and creating one big generative database. And in fact, I am predicting that that's what will happen. And then I read a few weeks ago that McKinsey and co have set up their own internal generative AI system called Lily, which is basically all of everything they know that everyone has access to all of the time. And it will be very interesting to see if the predicted leaps in productivity occur as a result of that. And the last one is kind of linked to it. It's building network systems. So how well do the pieces of your organization fit together? And that just doesn't mean, you know, have you got integrated sales strategy? It means production, sales, innovation, development, L&D, HR. How integrated are all of those? Do they speak from the same cultural basis? Do they have shared values that people can draw on and be clear about? And does it allow ideas to flow rapidly around the organization, but also plug in ideas, bring ideas from outside, try your ideas out in the outside world and see if they resonate? So they're the four things, really, four simple strategies to get you on the move. So these are the first steps. Keep them in mind, keep them under review, and it will take you a long way to getting a learning organization.
Well, that's great, Nigel. Nice and simple, practical. Yeah. I think you even got in under 10 minutes as well. Not that I was keeping an eye on you.
That you were counting the seconds.
No. As I said, I've been enjoying these nearly 11 years. I wouldn't start saying, hurry up. No, that was great. So lots to think about there, though. For, as you say, they might sound simple, but kind of fundamental and probably not as simple to...
execute, but it's a great yeah. checklist. It's a great yeah. list to have up there and say, how are we doing on these four fronts?
Yeah, great. Well, let's leave it there, and until the next episode, we'll speak to you soon. From scratch.